Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, of adventures into the enchanted world of Prozim and Mukofim, B'siyata Dishmaya. This is the third Shiur. We've already seen the flaws. The basic yesod that volim is that there's a Chiyuv Yochid and there's a Chiyuv Tzibur, two Chiyuvim for Kriyas HaMegillah. Chiyuv in the every Yochid, he has to read the Megillah. By virtue of the fact that his mother is Jewish, or he converted. A Jew has to read the Megillah. Now there's a Chiyuv Tzibur, which is that he has to read it in a certain way, depending on where he is. Kfarim, Krachim, Mukofim, Yarois, depending on where he is, he has to read the Megillah at that time. That's the Chiyuv Tzibur. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim. And we were Marich B'siyata D'Shmaya B'Dvarim Niflaim in the previous Shiurim. And now we're continuing. Based on this Yisod, we'll see where we'll take it. Take the ball and run, like I like to say. And again, this is all based on the Torah of Reina V'Rabbeinu, M'Oreinenu, L'Shmo L'Zachot Havat Kol Nefesh, Hakoyin Reb Dovid Zatzal. Uv'zeh Yesh Lomar U'Lefaresh. V'ma Shekatav Rashi B'Daf Bet Ela. Rashi Sham Kotev, that the reason for the Takana of Yom HaKnisa for the Kfarim is because they used to come to the city on Monday and Thursday for Din. They would come on Monday and Thursday for Din because Beis Din was sitting Monday and Thursday for Din. So once they've already come, we let them read the Megillah there and it'll make them come back in. And they can read on the Yom HaKnisa, they could be makdim and read earlier. That's Rashi. Frek de Ture Even, if that's true, why does it say in the Gemara that if you have a krach that doesn't have a sarabat lanim, nidon kikfar? Why is the kfar talui ba'asar batlonim? Is it tzich liot talui be'beis din? If they go to the city for the beis din, because they don't have a beis din, that should define for us a kfar. Not asar batlonim, yes, asar batlonim, no. So ayin sham b'divrei atur ha'even, that he's machriach like the other rishayim. It's not because they're going in for din, it's because they're going in for kriyas ha'torah. And if they have 10 in their place, they have Kriyas HaTorah in their place. They don't have to go in. Ayin sham b'divrei HaTorah Even. Aber lefi dvareinu nira kach, lefi ha'yisod sheyasadnu ba'ashiur ha'kodem, ve'rchavnu bo, Baruch Hashem. Sha'arei Gemara makshah b'dav bet. How do you know that the Gemara says, how do you know that there's such a thing as early Purim for the Mukaf, for the Kfarim. How do you know 11, 12, and 13? So the Gemara says you learn it from the Pasuk. Zmaneya means Manim Tuva. A lot of different times, so 11, 12, and 13 also. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaGemara B'Daf Beis Yadu Aleh. Nimekaveh She'lamadetem. V'im Lo Baruch Hashem Izmanat Purim. זו הגמרא. אז אפשר לומר שדין זה, this din, of being makdim, is a yechidim dikadin. It's like a bechi of kri of the yechidim. And on that it says that if you could be makayim it, that if you want, you could be makayim bezmanim tuva. You have other times to be makayim as well. אבל בחי of shal makoimis, Lo ashkechan eli yudala de prozim v'tesva de mukofim. When you talk about the chiyuv of the places, we only have two chiyuvei tzibu, two chiyuvei makoim. And that is the 14th for the prozim and the 15th for the mukofim. Ve'ein bazel ezmanim elu bilvad. That's all we have. We have these two times. 14th and the 15th. Just. שבכפרים כיוון שאין בהם עשר הבטלונים, שהידי זה לא יכול בהם חיוב דציבור. The only thing is that in the כפרים, if they don't have עשר הבטלונים, they don't have a din chiyuv tzibur. The tzibur is only if there's a sarah batlanim, that's what we discussed in the previous shir, based on the Ramban, that you only have a din tzibur if you have a sarah batlanim. We said that the chiyuv of yechidim in klal Yisrael for everybody is on the 14th. It's only when you talk about the chiyuv tzibur, there it's different between the ayaros and the krachim. And if you have a krach that doesn't have a tzibur, they don't have 10, so then they go back to the chiyuv of the yechidim. That's what we said in the previous shir b'siyata d'shmaya. So, that being the case, this that they're makdim is only gabi the chiyuv kli of yechidim. There were mechalek zmanim tuva, but in the chiyuv makomus we only have the 14th and the 15th. Just the kfarim don't have a chiyuv tzibur. As im kein hanidon b'kfarim ze rak klape chiyuv hayechidim. The whole nidon, the whole issue, the whole discussion. The gabe the heilige bnei akfarim, all Jews are heilig. The gabe the bnei akfarim is only klapi the chiyuv of the yechidim because they don't have a din tzibur. And that shapir mahani adin she is manim tuva. Oh, you want to talk about yechidim? Yechidim has manim tuva. They don't have to read on your dalet. That's when they don't have a sarah batlanim. That's all when they don't have a sarah batlanim. But if they have a sarah batlanim, so the Turei Evin is correct. What was the Turei Evin's taina? Turei Evin's taina is it shouldn't be tolui in a sarah batlanim. For Rashi is correct. It should be tolui in whether or not they have a beis din, whether they go ledin. Even if they have a sarah batlanim, but if they go into town for din, so then they should still have a they should automatically have the status of a kfar. What does it matter whether they have a sarah batlanim, don't have a sarah batlanim? Even if they have a sarah batlanim, don't take away their status as a kfar, because they go in ledin. And the reason we're making on them to read earlier is because they coming into town anyway for din. So what does it matter if they have a sarah batlanim or they don't have a sarah batlanim? So the Turei Evin is correct that they still have a reason to be makdim if they have a sarah batlanim. Aval, v'ze aval gadol, kivan shebchai gavne, yesh lahem chiyuv kriya mitzad ha-mokoyim. Since in such an instance, they have a chiyuv kriya. As far as the mokom is concerned, since in such an instance, the makom is mechayiv them. Because remember, if you have a din tzibur, you have a din makom. If they have to read out to the yudalit or tesvav, wherever they are. So now they're at tzibur machmash yesh mem asar batlanim. They're at tzibur because of the asar batlanim. So they can't read before yudalit, because they're not going to be yotze, they're chiyuv al makom. So that's why they have to read on yudalit or tesvav. Mikevan sheklapei chiyuvam ein et ha'alfusa debizmaneim ha'me'afsheret likro kodem yudalit. Since vis-a-vis their chiyuv of yudalit, they don't have a alfusa of zmaneim, their chiyuv tzibur, that allows them to read before the 14th. So that's why it's necessary for them to read on the 14th or on the 15th. They can't read earlier if they have a sarah batlanim. Why? Why? Answer is again, since they have a chiyuv tzibur, so Now they've attained tzibul. They have to read on Yudalit, Tesvel. And the Mele, they can't read earlier because they won't be Yotze their Chiyub Tzibur. Only if they don't have a Sarabat Lanim, so then they can read earlier on to their Chiyub Yochid. V'yotze Shapir Heitev, Divrei Rashi, Baruch Hashem. Mistadrim. V'chein yesh lefaresh bazeh, Divrei HaRashba. HaRashba b'dav bet amud bet. Rashba learns, Gevaldik, we know there's a din of Samuch v'nireh. So the din of samach v'nir, if you samach v'nir on a krach, nidok a krach. But what about samach v'nir on the ear? So the Rashba writes, it says ear v'ear. So we learn that kfar, samach v'nir on the ear, reads on yudal a kfar, that samach v'nir on the ear, reads on yudalit. If it's samach v'nir on the ear, you read on the 14th, and you can't be makdim. Frek de Ture Even. Whoa. What does the Gemara say on Daf Dalet? Gemara says that as a schar, since they're Mesapik, Mayim Umazon, Achayim, they're giving out, they're apportioning food and drink for their brothers in the Krachim. Maybe here it means Yudalit, like the Ritva says. So we allow them to read when they come in earlier on the Yom HaKnisa. It's a schar for the fact that on Yudalit, they make sure that the Bnei, the city dwellers have food. So in order to recompensate them, we say, okay, you could read earlier when you come in anyway for din. Rashi says in Daf Beis, it's how it's coming in for din. Akopanim says the Ture Even that since midin misap gemayim umazon, we read in the Yom HaKnisa. In other words, let's say you would have a city, says the Ture Even. And also the Shagas Aryeh, it's the same person, so I always like to say. The Shagas Aryeh roars. So let's say, my rabbi site, you have a yid who, an ear, that they have a reason to read earlier. In other words, the reason we allow the kfarim to read earlier is because they have a reason to read earlier. Midin misap gemayim umazon, that's why they read on the Yom HaKnisa. So that would mean shegam bi'ir atzma, ilu haya batam ze, if they had the same reason, the reason of the kfar would apply to them, they would also read earlier in Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Because as long as they have a good reason to be makdim, they're makdim. What does it help me? That through the Samach V'nira, since they're nearby, they can see the city. It has a din of an ear. Ear itself, if it would have a reason to be marked into the Yom HaKnisa, it would be marked into the Yom HaKnisa. So let's give it the din of an ear, but they still have a reason to be marked into the Yom HaKnisa. And here, the only reason they can't be makni on a kiss is because they don't have a reason to do so. But if they did, then we would allow them to. So why don't we say the same thing about a kfal? That's some of an early year. We're still going to give it a shame kfal because even if we're, okay, say it's an ear, but it has a reason to be makni on a kiss, let them makni on a kiss. Kach iksha moreinu hagoin rabin shel kol Yisrael the Ture Even. Ulefi dvareinu yesh lomar kach. Shedin samuch v'nira shenemar legabe krachim yisodohu she'al yidei zeh batulhu lakrach. The din of samuch v'nira that was said legabe the krachim is founded on the fact that through this din it's batul to the krach. It's included, it's subsumed, it's annexed to the krach. Ve'al yidei zeh hareyu b'chlal atzibur d'bnei krach. And through this, it's included in the tzibur of the Bnei HaKarach, included in the community of the Bnei HaKarach. Shechiyuvam mitzad atzibur didhu b'tesvov. That their tzibur dikachiyuv, their communal obligation, is on the 15th. V'hachiyu gam kein adin shel kforim asmuchim leir, l'ma shekosev harashbe. And that's the same din, l'fi chidusho shel harashba, שרשב"א מרחיב לא רק סמוך ונר לגבי דין כרוכים, רשב"א מרחיב את הדין, הוא אומר יש סמוך ונר גם לגבי עיירות, אז מה הפשט בזה? מה ההגדרה? ההגדרה היא שזה בוטל לעיר, כשזה סמוך לעיר, it's bottled, it's nullified, it's annexed to the city. That even though they don't have a sora bat lanim, so they can't have a chiyuv mokom, mitzad atzmon, al yedei ze, shem smuchim la'ir, harei heim bichlal, chiyuv ha-mokom shel ha'ir, v'yesh behem lo rak et chiyuv ha-yichidim, אלא גם את חיוב המוקוים, כמה זה נפלא, אחרי ההגדרה שלנו, שיש להם גם דין של המוקוים, של העיר, they have a din of the עיר, and ממילא they have to follow the עיר, since they have a din עיר, they have to follow the עיר, they have a din ציבור of the עיר, so they don't really have the option of reading on earlier anymore. You're right that they have a reason to be makdim, אבל זה לא עוזר, כי יש להם דין מוקוים. And since they have a din mokoim, they have a din because they're samuch le'ir, they're bottled to the ear. Memele mitzad the din mokoim, they're chayv and yedalet, so they can't read any earlier. Ve'hadvarim baruch Hashem, me'irim kesapirim. וגם לפי זה, אפשר לפרש היטב את מה שכתב רש"י בתחילת מסכת מגילה. שמה? שבן עיר קורא לבני הכפרים. מישהו בן עיר, somebody who's a city dweller, can read for the village dwellers. אז ברישוינים, בתורי אבן, וגם בתספס במסכת יבומס, בדף י"ד עמוד א', בדיבור המתחיל כי אמרינן, הם הקשו על זה מהמבואר בירושלמי, בפרק ג', הלכה ג', שבן עיר אינו מוציא בן כרך, כיוון שאינו מחויב בדבר. הראשונים הקשו שאיך זה יכול להיות שרש"י אומר שבן עיר קורא לבני הכפרים, כאשר למדנו בירושלמי, פרק ב' הלכה ג', that a city dweller can't be motzi a ben krach, since he's not mechuyev like a ben krach. So how could a ben ir read for the bnei hakfarim? If a ben ir can't read for a ben krach, what's the difference? What's the difference? You're not allowed to read on, if it's not your day, you're not allowed to read for somebody else. We see that in the Yerushalmi. אז איך רש"י סותר את הירושלמי? אז אפשר לראות את התירוצים השונים שנאמרו בזה. אבל לפי דברינו נראה שמה שכתוב בירושלמי שיש בזה משום אינו מחויב בדבר, אינו כלפי חיוב היחידים. When Yerushalmi says that you're not mechuyev b'davar, he's not talking about the individual. All individuals are chayev. They're all chayev in the same chiyuv to read the Megillah. And that one guy is chayev on one day, מה שזה חייב ביום זה, וזה ביום זה, לא משפיל הוא לאינו מחויב בדבר. למה? כיוון שכולם מחויבים הם באותו דבר. They're all mechuyev in the same thing. This day, that day, it's the same chiyuv. It's the chiyuv to read the Megillah. V'rak, legabei achiyuv shemitzad ha-mokoim, is also a communal obligation, an obligation on the place. Shebezeh yesh chiyuv mitzad ha-mokoim de porazim, v'yesh chiyuv mitzad ha-mokoim de mukofin. There's an obligation because you're in a porazim place, and there's an obligation because you're in a mukofin place. And a ben ir is not chayiv in the chiyuv hatzibur of the mukofin. It's an andere zach in ganzen. It's a dvar achir legamre. As klapei zeh havelei ben ir ka'ino mechuyuv bedor. זאת אומרת שכלפי בן כרך הוא נקרא אינו מחויב בדבר. Why is a ben not מחויב בדבר vis-a-vis a ben כרך? Because they have a different tiras tzibur. They have a completely different obligation. The obligation of the yochid is an obligation of everybody. You can even say a yochid be a sodo, all yechidim are reading on Yedalot, just a bnei kfarim are reading on Korach and Tezvav, because it's nigra. But hakoponim al tzichidim, it's all a chiv to read the Megillah. But it's sibur, this makom has a different chalois. Every yachid has an obligation. You have the obligation to read the Megillah. And that's universal. That's uniform. Even though it's on different days, but there's an obligation on the yachid. But the nature, the essence, the mahus of the chiyuv hamakum is different in parazim and in mukafim. Memela, ben paraz, ben ir, can't be motzi, ben krach. Vimken, legabe ben ekfarim. Oh, okay, so now we get the Yerushalmi. Why a ben ir can't be motzi a ben krach? But the gabei b'nei kfarim, belav hochi, their whole chiyuv is only a chiyuv on the yechidim. They don't even have a chiyuv mitzad ha-makom. They don't have a tzibur, they don't have a makom. Hare klapei chiyuv zeh kol Yisrael mechuyavim bedovo. That's uniform when it comes to all Yisrael. And therefore Rashi is correct when he writes that a ben ir can be motzi a ben kfar, because they have the same chiyuv yochid. Hashem can a ben ir to a ben krach, it's a different chiyuv tzibur, it's a different mahus. Ve'advarim zakim ubehirim kekoychovim mazhirim umeirim kesapirim. Baruch Hashem. Baruch hu baruch shemo. Me'od mod mesamech. Mesamech et ha'lev umarnin et ha'nefesh. ללמוד את התורה הזאת, רבותיי. אין מילים, אין מילים. אם אתה זכית לשמוע את השיעור הזה, זכית ב$5 מיליון מזומן. אז בלי taxes, רבו יסי. Everything in life is taxed. You earn enough money, you get taxed. No taxes here. All yours. In Olam Hazeh, and then in Olam Haba. But of course we are... just in the beginning, Rabbi Isai, there is a lot more to talk about. As ani mazmin et kol ahuvai, chaverai, yedidai, morai v'rabotai, lishaer imanu, v'hemshech ha'azana ariva v'nifla'a, v'kamuvan, ani mode lechem mikerav ha'lev, al she'ezantem ad ko. Toda rabba rabba, thank you so much. Sweetest and most beloved friends.